Amon-Ra St. Brown, there you go. Back to work. Indianapolis Colts are on the clock. Lions 7.5 or 8-point favorite, depending on who you pay attention to. They'll probably be a big favorite on Thanksgiving against the Bears, and then Green Bay comes to town, then Buffalo comes to town. It's going to get really interesting, but I don't know, man. Their performances have been so consistent, and that, like, even a bad teams typically don't lose 52-6, not in the National Football League. So Lions are doing some things here that are really, really encouraging going into this stretch drive. 9-1. 248-539-9797. George is in Bloomfield, and he's on 97.1. Hi, George.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going great.
I just want to ask a question with both of y'all. Okay, you know, I'm very excited about the Lions and everything. When you look at it overall, I think we all, you know, like, this is incredible how they are. But getting your opinion, a bunch of my partners and us, and we all was talking yesterday, to be optimistic, and it's not the Lions' fault because you play the teams that are in front of you, but when you're looking at going towards the Super Bowl, it's kind of scary because the Lions' schedule, if you go back and, you know, you're a true, you know, football fan, you look at that schedule in the beginning of the season and you say, okay, I kind of saw it like maybe they be 7-3, you know, a couple of games they should have won. But, I mean, I think they could have lost. But my question is to both of y'all, if you look at the remaining schedule and everything, I think December is going to tell us, are we Super Bowl bound or what? Because when you look at teams like the Chiefs, the Chargers, Cincinnati, I mean, why we haven't played, it's amazing, why we haven't played Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Chargers, Philadelphia, those teams are losing some good games that will get them ready for the playoffs. The Lions' schedule is just weak. It's the weakest schedule I've ever seen. Other than coming up, we got to play Buffalo and San Francisco. I can't see any other hard game. We didn't see Minnesota in.
Yeah, Minnesota was undefeated when they played them. Green Bay is 7-3. The Lions beat them. Arizona's a first-place team. Houston's a first-place team.
Seattle just beat your San Francisco 49ers.
That's what I'm saying. But if you're being optimistic, when you first looked at the schedule in the beginning of the season, nobody saw Minnesota playing like the way they was playing. They had Green Bay. I mean,
they were going to be? Isn't it more important what they actually are?
That's true, but it's actually, don't you agree that we need to get to playing like some better teams to get us ready for the playoffs? Because when the playoffs come, I mean, we're going to Indy. We should win that game. We knew they was going to win yesterday. I mean, if you look at the remaining schedule, the only two hard games they got to play is Buffalo and
the last four out of the five games they've got on the schedule, they're playing against Green Bay, against Buffalo, at San Francisco, and against Minnesota. That's four out of five to finish the season. Is that good enough for you?
That's it. That's good. That's okay, what I'm then saying. That's my opinion. No, I just wanted to hear from y'all. Do y'all feel like that the Lions, we need a couple more tougher games to get us ready for the playoffs? Because when the playoffs come,
I don't think, I'll tell you what, George, I don't think so. It's going to happen regardless because this is the way the schedule's set up. But I think going on the road to play at Houston and to survive five turnovers in the game and come back and win that game, I think that's impressive when you were down as much as you were in the first half. And to pitch a shutout defensively in the second half and offensively to come back and win it, I think that was important for this team. I think it was important for this team to go to Green Bay in a quagmire and be better than the Packers on the road. I think that goes a long way. So I guess I kind of reject the premise a little bit. Because they've already had some tough games. They've won these tough games. And they're going to have plenty of tough games going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I just wanted your opinion on that because, I mean, we're getting ready to get closer to almost playoff time. And, I mean, like the Chiefs lost yesterday. We all know they're going to improve because some of these schedules are just, you know, I mean.
So I've seen this before. Thank you, George. I've seen this before. when you're really good,
people
will psychologically basically dismiss the wins because those teams must not be any good because the Lions handled them. Like, I'm trying to find a data point that would either support him or disagree with him in terms of the records of your opponents. And I can't find it anywhere. But to suddenly dismiss, he cited, when are they going to play a team like Cincinnati? Cincinnati's 4-7. They beat the Vikings, who are 8-2. They beat the Packers, who are 7-3. He mentioned the Chargers. Chargers are 7-3. Packers are 7-3. Lions beat 7-3 team in their place. They beat an 8-2 team in their place.
What's Houston right now?
They're 6-4.
Yeah.
They're a first place team.
There you go.
Arizona's 6-4 and a first place team.
Seattle?
Seattle's 5-5. Rams are 5-5.
Seattle just beat San Francisco, who thinks is a good team.
My gut tells me that the Lions' opponents' winning percentage actually might be pretty good.
Now, to his point, have they played a team with the caliber of Buffalo? You can make an argument with Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota's as good as Buffalo by a long shot. Would I feel better if the Lions had beaten Philadelphia this year at this point? I guess a little bit. I don't really care, though. Like I said before, I think they have some games where they've been battle-tested. The end of the season is gonna tell you a lot more about if you're even chestier about this team, if they go through, you know, Green Bay, Buffalo, San Francisco, and Minnesota.
The Lions, by the way, they don't have to beat every team in the league. You just beat whoever's on your schedule, right?
Yeah.
And secondly, they play in the toughest division in the NFL, so they're going to be battle-tested. The thing is they've proven throughout the years is they can beat anybody, though. So but I go to back to the fact that you don't have to beat everybody. But whoever they lined up in front of the Lions, guess what? They're 9-1.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find the data that would support what their record is, their opponent's winning percentage. I found something here. I don't know if this is accurate. That says that so far they've played the 11th toughest schedule in the NFL, and that their opponents are 5 games over .500. So it's not like they've played an easy schedule. 248-539-9797. Q is in Detroit, and he's next. Hi, Q.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Q?
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So that last caller, I don't want to be disrespectful or anything like that, but when you look at the Lions, the last 2.5 seasons, we are, 29-8. So, you know, we played some teams, and we lined up really good against all of those teams. So I just want to say, man, this team is so good. I never even seen another team in the NFL like this team. Throw 5 interceptions and still win the game. this team is built different. And we got to credit Campbell and Brad Holmes for what they have done, because they built a juggernaut. I believe this team can line up against anybody and beat anybody. And we're going to see them play the Bills. We will see them play the Packers again. They got the 49ers. So we still got some teams that we have to show that we can really go out there and beat. But when you see them play teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tennessee Titans, and they score the way they do, or the Dallas Cowboys, and dominate those teams, that lets you know this team is a great team. They don't even give those teams a chance to think that they can win a game. So I just love watching this team, man. It makes life better. Waking up on Sundays, they feel good. Waking up on Mondays, they play on Monday. I just love watching this team. Thursdays, you know. Thanks for having me, guys.
Days that end in Y.
Yeah. Fun. He likes watching them on days.